30 years ago, we never would have imagined being here talking about this. We went from childhood games to energetic alignment. By doing the work, we created better versions of ourselves. Join us, two women sharing their intimate journal entries on their path to consciousness. Get in here, get in here, get in here. Welcome to our final episode of season one. Today, we're going to do things a little bit differently. Instead of writing our personal journal entries, this week we decided to write letters directly to you, our listeners. Dear listeners, it was only fitting that our final episode of this season focused on purpose. As I write this letter to you, I have no idea if anyone will hear it, enjoy it, or resonate with it, because we've yet to tell a soul about the existence of this podcast. This was cooked up and simmered well over a year and a half ago just for you. Since I was a child, I've always known I was meant to give back and help. I always knew it to be, I just didn't know how it was to be. So instead, I was busy living life and all of its dramatic experiences that allowed me to feel the full spectrum of emotions so that one day I'd organize all of those thoughts and moments that led me here to this, to you, right now. Fully living in my truth and thus my purpose. So I'm telling my story, boldly doing what I was meant to do, answering the call of a higher power to be an example, light, and conduit with the goal to leave a legacy of healed women in my wake.
Dear listener, the purpose of this podcast was birthed out of two friends reconnecting and realizing that our journeys through life were not much different from when we left each other's side 20 years ago. One friend's purpose was to tell her story, and the other friend's purpose was to take a leap of faith. Purpose didn't tell us what to do. It told us what to ask for instead. Things like wisdom, clarity, and freedom became the mission. And suddenly, dreams and intuition sparked our new journey together. This life that we stepped into cannot be wasted or taken for granted. Take, for instance, the stories we shared about trauma, shame, and guilt. We were closing out those chapters of either this life or a previous one as a purpose fulfilled. And now we get to begin new chapters that will illuminate the opportunities of our present moment. If you think you heard the whole story, not a chance. We're only getting started. When our community expands and like-minded people just like you get to share your own stories about your journey, now that's fulfillment. Because after all, that's what we asked for, to expand our community and continue to be led by Spirit. Ultimately, Spirit reveals your divine purpose according to the universe's divine timing. So the answer is quite simple. Walk with purpose, talk with purpose, listen with purpose, and engage with purpose. This formula gave two lost friends the power to love again, trust again, and manifest a life bigger than what they could have ever imagined. Get in here, get in here, get in here. Oh my goodness, guys, it is the last episode and we are so, so thankful. I woke up this morning with so much gratitude. I really did. And so I'm glad that you guys can share this last episode with us. I hope you enjoyed those letters to you because this really is about our journey now together. You've spent a whole season with us and got to know us, and now it's your turn, and it's all about you going forward. And Zakiya, what do you want to say to them?
I'm kind of like flabbergasted for a couple of reasons. Right? One, because this is the final episode. Two, yeah. But this has been in the making years really now that we wanted to do this, or that you and I wanted to do this, but I've known for years that I needed to tell my story.
Right.
But I was just so afraid to do it because I was going to be met with judgment because I hadn't dealt with my own skeletons and all that. So to be here now talking about purpose with you on our final episode, which is 9 episodes, which I also want you to explain on why we ended up with 9 episodes, because I think a lot of people will be like, how is one season 9 episodes? That just seems weird, but we'll talk about that in a second. So for me, I just really hope that listeners have found even one morsel or one small sentiment that you can take away from this season that will help put you on your healing journey, whatever that is. And we have been very honest, very bold, very vulnerable, and we did it because I know that there are people who can benefit from this. And I know that there are people just like us that are also looking for their tribe, that are also looking for like-minded individuals that they can have deep, in-depth conversations with that have meaning and purpose for you. So I'm just happy we're here. I'm happy that the listeners are here. And then I'm excited for what season two will bring us.
I know. We haven't even talked about that yet. Like, quietly.
Personally, you and
right.
I. Yeah.
Exactly. But I just already know it's going to be something. So anyway, you asked me to share about why we ended at 9, because originally it was 10, right? And so I don't know if you guys remember from a couple of episodes ago, I wrote in my journal entry and I was like, Spirit led me to go back and read the book of Numbers, right? But before I got to that point, I, for some reason, opened up my journal and started like writing out numbers in a different way. Y'all would have thought I was like Rain Man. I looked crazy and I got all these numbers on a piece of paper. And then that's when I was like, well, maybe it's the book of numbers, not what you're sitting here doing. But what I was doing was from a method called the 369 method. And so I think just historically back in ancient times, everything ended with the number 9. And so right now for us, a lot of it, everything ends with 10. And mm-hmm. I just wanted to kind of go back to ancient times. I feel like, you know, I call on the spirits to help us and guide us through all of this. And for some reason, I think my spirits are like, Eastern ancient spirits for some reason. So I was like, you know what I mean? I was like, Zakiya, I think we should end at 9. And you gave me a little bit of resistance at first.
He was like, back. I did.
You did. And I was like, but I think this is what we need to do. Like, I didn't know how to explain it or anything. I just felt like spirit told me 9.
Right. Well, it's funny because you were like, I was like, yeah, but 10 is a nice round number. I think people get it. And you were like, we have got to stop thinking that way. We have got to get out of the idea that 10 is whole when 9 actually is a complete cycle. So I was like, when you said that, I was like, okay, fine. Yeah. 9 episodes. That's one less that we have to record in order to finish the season.
Correct. Thank you. You're welcome.
I am glad that we did it. And I think, you know, with this episode in particular, and we're thinking about like purpose, I think that every episode before this has led us up to this one in mm-hmm. finding your purpose, right? Yes. And it was, you know, we went through dreams, manifestation, love, intuition. I'm drawing a blank, but it was intuition, entanglement. What are the other ones now?
Oh gosh, now you're making me...
Entanglement, present, which trust. Was last week, and trust. Yes. And I think that was it. I think that's all of them. Yes. But I think what we realized is every time we recorded one of these episodes, we saw confirmation of it working in our life the following week. Because we record once a week, we do these episodes, and then what we get together midweek to talk about the following episode. But what we are also getting together is to be like, well, girl, guess what happened? We talked about dreams last week, and then guess what dream I had? Mm-hmm. You know, or we talked about being master manifestors last week, and then this week, guess what showed up?
Yes.
And so that's how I know that this podcast is part of my purpose and now yours too, Keela, because your podcast or your purpose was to take a leap of faith. And mm-hmm. so you agreed to do this podcast with me. And when I see the confirmations of what we're talking about show up in our life in real time, right after we have talked about it, even though at this point no one has heard these episodes, I know that we are living in our purpose right now doing this.
It is destiny. Like I truly believe that. For me, especially after the very first episode, which was dreams. And I know we said we're going to, you know, tell that and like, but I want to just tell y'all, about after that episode, that dream that I had. I had to.
It was a good dream. So yes, please do share. It was such a good
dream. I just, so now y'all know my dreams are not like Zakiya's. They're not the middle, the beginning, middle, and end, right? I just have snippets. But after that episode of dreams, I dreamt that I was part of God's entourage. Like I was walking with Jesus. Okay. And that was just so fulfilling.
And powerful.
Oh my goodness. We were like walking and people were, you know, following us. And then we got to like a bridge and we were stopped or something. And so, I mean, like the crowd around us was just like in awe, you know, of seeing Jesus, but I'm still standing there with him. I'm closer than y'all, you know? So I was in the mix and we got stopped at this bridge and somebody yells out, "Let him through," you know? And we were just like going right on through. So it
parting
was just,
the scenes.
Oh my gosh. I was like, what was that really about? I don't know, but to be that close to God, to walk with him, oh my goodness. I never, ever had a dream like that ever before. And so for it to come right after that episode, I was like, oh, we got to keep going because my dreams are only going to get better and better and better. Like you said, will just start showing up.
I had a dream that same night too. Of course, mine was like a little bit dark, but I fully expected that because I shared a very dark dream on that episode. So it goes back to manifestation where we say like, nothing you say returns void. Nothing. And so same thing, like when I was going back and editing last week's episode about being present, and in that episode, I was talking about how I had fallen ill. It's funny to me, in that episode, you could probably hear it, I was nasally because I was also ill or I had gotten over like a cold. And as I was editing it, I was like, that's actually kind of funny because my whole journal was going back and going through like reliving the illness. And so the fact that I had an illness that week while I was also talking about illness, I was like, that's kind of manifestation as well. So like, that's how I have to be so incredibly careful about the thoughts and the things and the vibrations that I push out in this world because they are returning to me just as I have given them.
And we're giving acknowledgement to them, you know. Like she said, we talk about them, so we bring them back up. And I feel like that is also key to not just kind of storm through these episodes because we just wanted to have a podcast and we just wanted to hear ourselves talk, but we're actually realizing what it's doing for us and giving that acknowledgement back out to the universe like, oh, I see you. I see you coming through. And, you know, again, it kind of, that goes back to like what we talked about with gratitude. When you continue to give gratitude and gratitude, those things start to come, you know,
come back.
Back to you. They attract back to you over and over. And so that's really helpful for me is just talking it out. I never, oh my God, y'all, I'm not a person that shares at all. I'm a Scorpio. Scorpios are very secretive. Like I'm very secretive. I'm very private. I do not share. And so this whole experience just got me out of that shell that I was in. And then to see these things kind of open up and, you know, I've opened up my heart. We talked about that too. I've opened up my heart and allowed things to just flow freely, allowed you guys in. And that's something that's totally new for me. And I'm so excited. That is just so humbling. I woke up this morning. How did you feel when you woke up this morning? Because when I woke up this morning, it was like we were taping our very first episode. I was so nervous. I was like, oh my God, we're doing this. But this morning was like, oh my God, this is the last episode. Like we actually did this.
We did this. I actually woke up nervous too. And I was like, wait, why am I nervous at this point? I remember episode one being nervous because it was the first one. But these last few episodes, it has been like clockwork, has been very easy for us to sit down and share these conversations with you because, again, this is something that we've been doing for over a year. We've been meeting on FaceTime so we can look at one another and have very intimate, in-depth conversations. Yeah. So episode 2 through 8 felt very organic and very authentic, and it was just us doing what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. But I did wake up this morning like a little bit of jittery, maybe because one, we knew this was the final episode.
Yeah.
We have no idea what is going to happen after we release these episodes and who we're going to hear from, what they're going to say and all of that. So I think that's also very exciting, but there's an unknown element. And that could be why we're feeling this like this little like butterflies, just because we have no idea what's about to happen.
Right.
But I know it's going to be good. Like that, I know it
has to be.
You know,
because
all we have done is told our truth and shared our life experiences in the hopes that it'll help someone else. So, since this episode is all about purpose, what is it do you think that our listeners can do to help find their purpose?
I seriously think that we gave you the blueprint.
Episode one through eight.
Yes. Every single episode kind of like lays on top of each other, the blueprint. Mm-hmm. But to find your purpose is to kind of, first of all, you got to want it. You got to want it. Mm-hmm. I could have never gotten here had I not been through challenges in my life and heartache and grief. And I sat with all of that and I didn't want to sit with it anymore. Like I wanted to move forward. I just wanted it. I wanted a change in my life. I wanted to, you know, build a better future for myself, for my family, for my children. So for me, I just wanted it. I wanted a new, sound, clear mind. And then all of these things just started happening, right? You and I started talking again. And that just kind of opened me up to, okay, well, I had somebody to share experiences with. And so, you know, finding a person to talk with and say, hey, this happened to me. Do you think it's weird that this happened to me? And then to get confirmation that it's not weird. And so you just kind of keep doing those things that are not normal or seem different because that's what you asked for. Remember, I said I didn't want to sit with grief anymore. I didn't want to sit with heartache. So I started to see different things happening. And as weird as they may have been, you know, I was okay with it, right? I was okay with, okay, well, I'm gonna see what happens tomorrow. And, you know, so for me, you gotta want it and then start to recognize the changes and acknowledge them and keep having more of them.
I think that's great. I do think that we did lay amazing groundwork. Kudos to us.
Hey.
For doing that first, you know, episode 1 through 8, I really do think even if it's been a month or 2 months and you go back and listen to them, you likely will not be the same person that heard that message a month ago. And you might hear something that you didn't hear before, or you will hear it differently. So I definitely suggest doing that. I do that with all of the books that I found to be profound. So most of the books that I have recommended on this podcast, I have read them more than once. And each time I go back and read them, they are a totally different book because I am a totally different person.
Yeah.
So I resonate with parts of it that I didn't before, or something feels different, or it sounds different, or it makes different sense to me than it did previously. So that is something I would definitely suggest. And the one thing that I have said, I feel like in every episode is the shadow work.
Right.
You have to, in order to find your purpose, you got to get out of the darkness, right? And so I think shadow work is perfect because it means that you are in the dark. There is somewhere in your life that you were living in the dark, and that could be that you're not exposing it, you don't want to face it, you don't want to do whatever, so you were in the dark. But in order to find your purpose, you have to be in light. So you got to get rid of that darkness so that you can walk in that white light, so that you can walk in your purpose. So you have to get quiet. You have to remove distractions. You have to devote time just to your own healing and your own intuition and your own awareness. And as you do that and you devote the time, you will grow. Mm-hmm. You will change. Your environment will change. The things that you think may change. The way you eat may even change. You will notice because you are becoming a newer, better version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you continue to do that, I also believe your path will become illuminated. The right people will come to you. You will be in the right place at the right time to hear a message that you may not have been able to hear or receive prior because you have gotten rid of the shadows. You've gotten rid of the skeletons. And so that's why I say, do the work, y'all. I know it's not fun and I know it can be scary because everyone's skeletons and darkness can be like, in some cases, really traumatic, but I promise you the payoff in doing that work and getting quiet and getting true with yourself and finding out who you are will help illuminate what your purpose is.
Right.
And I think you'll realize either you probably have always wanted to do it, but you've had fear and fear has kept you from doing it. Or it's something that like out of nowhere, you're like, hey, I have this inkling to do X, Y, and Z. Follow those. That's that intuition growing. Because again, the more you focus and get rid of the darkness and the shadows in your life, the more you will walk in white light and the more you will walk in your own purpose.
Yeah. So I think we talked also at the beginning of the year, I gave up alcohol completely, like just quit cold turkey, right? And so I had a friend ask me not too long ago, like, how's it been going? And do you feel different? Do you see a difference? And I absolutely do. And so even with the birth of this podcast, like I think me not drinking and being clear minded has allowed me to share too, right? Because like when you drink, you kind of numb, you kind of black out. Y'all, I'm small. And so four drinks, I'm laid out. So,
four drinks? Give me two. Give me two and I'm done.
Baby, I've been doing this for a while.
Right. Do you have plans to reintroduce alcohol into your life?
Okay. No. At this point, I don't have plans. Because I just absolutely love the way it makes me feel. Like, that's the biggest difference that I will tell someone when they ask me, like, how do you feel? I feel so good. Like, there are times when, like, I'll start, like, exercising and I'll, like, do squats. And you know how, like, your knees start popping? We 40, baby.
Yeah, girl, we at that age.
Yeah. You know, your knees start popping. I've stopped hearing the pops, you know, when I walk up my stairs to go to the bed, to go to, you know, my room or what would do whatever. I no longer just walk up the stairs. I'm jogging up the stairs every single time.
Balance in your step.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I just feel light. I feel like you just said, you know, get light. I feel light.
Clear. Well, I will say that alcohol is, it's also inflammatory. Mm-hmm. So after a night of drinking, your face is more swollen, you're retaining water, those things. So it would make sense that like you stop drinking and then you don't have the popping in your knees and stuff because you don't have this inflammation in your body. So
right.
I will say this in a past life, I will say that I was very much very health conscious. Even professionally, I worked in like the healthcare industry. So like that's where I get all these little tidbits, but an anti-inflammatory diet is good for anybody and everybody. Okay. So I'll throw that out. That's something we can talk in season two, if people are interested in just like, because I will say when you clean up your life, you clean up your shadows, you start cleaning up other areas of your life because alcohol, you said you've been on this journey for a few years now, but this was the first year that you were called to give up alcohol, right?
Yes.
So it was like, again, because you were changing who you are, your habits have started to change as well. The things that you would have needed before to distract yourself or to soothe yourself, you don't need anymore because you don't have that darkness that you're trying to avoid. So,
yeah.
And that's what I said. Go ahead.
So like I was out with my family this past weekend for my brother's birthday and, you know, everybody's ordering drinks. Well, my brother didn't order anything because he had kind of got there the night before. So he was like, no, I'm done. But what I was about to say is that it's just, it's normal for me now not to order a drink, you know, because with, we could sit there all afternoon and, you know, put them back. But it's just become normal, like, for me to say, I'm good with water. You know, I'm looking up at the waiter. I'm good with water, you know, or just order, you know, a Sprite or something like that. It's just, that is my new normal. And I don't feel bad about it anymore. Now, trust me, at the beginning of this journey, at the beginning of the year, I was very nervous about going out. And, you know, my sister is my best friend, and she was even more nervous. She was like, what am I going to do? I don't have anybody to drink with anymore. But it's like they all are receptive of my decision, and they all just make me feel like, you know, we're proud of you without even saying it. I know they are. And so that also is like, that's why I'm like, I don't know at the beginning, you know, as 2025 comes around, I don't know if I'm gonna, you know, reintroduce alcohol, because it's just now become my new normal, and right. I'm liking it.
Yeah. I did drink. I was never a big drinker, but when I was going through life and I would drink, I would always drink to the point of oblivion.
Right.
And then feel awful that day, you know, or that next day or whatever. And so for me, giving up alcohol was fairly easy because I didn't love the taste of it. I liked tipsy, but that line for me from tipsy to drunk was such a fine line that I just couldn't play with it anymore. Yeah. So, for me, it's been fairly easy. For me, my go-to is a club soda with lime. Put it in a cocktail glass and make it look like I'm being festive. Yes. But I'm not. I'm drinking water, guys. But you know, how you feel about giving up alcohol was likely how I felt 3.5 years ago when I gave up sex.
Yeah.
I didn't, and I never said, oh, I'm giving up sex. I'm going to be celibate. It was just something that over time, because, you know, I was single and I was going through and I was dealing with my shadows and doing my work, that I realized, okay, sex has been a part of a lot of my traumatic experiences. Maybe I should let it go, you know? And so for me, that's what I did. And same thing, that first year I was like, ooh, this is going to be tough. And then it got easier. And now it's, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, do I want to? Of course, again, eventually. But I know that if I am entertaining the idea of sleeping with someone, it's because I trust them.
Right, right.
And that I love them. And that I'm giving myself because I know that I trust and share this person with my energy, because I'm also taking their energy too as well. So
yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just very interesting when you know, we're talking about purpose. And the only thing that I can say about finding your purpose is doing the work, guys. Doing the work. Mm-hmm. Choose to be better a little bit every day. You know, choose to maybe drop any bad habits that you might have, or untangle yourself from people in situations that you know are no longer serving you. Take inventory in your life.
Yes.
And if you can feel, we were actually talking about this yesterday, if you find that you enjoy drama, other people's drama, whether it be reality TV drama or people in your office when the colleagues, y'all know they ain't getting along. If you get excited or you look forward to seeing what's about to unfold, you have got a shadow in your life that you were trying to avoid.
Yep.
Because when you do the work and you get rid of your shadows, you will realize that you have no interest in involving anyone else's drama in your life.
Correct.
In fact, I run from it.
Correct. I don't
want it near me.
But because I know that person has to figure this out for themselves, and I don't want to be an instigator. I don't want to be, you know, caught up in some drama that doesn't involve me, because I know that they need to do the work. Like, if it was me, that's what I would want, you know, my friends to kind of say, you know, well, have you thought of, I'll ask a couple questions. Have you thought about this? But you want me to sit down and mediate? I'm not there yet, you know? Now, opening up and reading, you know, my journal entries, you may think that I'm ready to expose myself and be a therapist. I'm not. I'm still walking into my purpose, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we can talk about finding purpose, but sometimes I feel like you're going to walk into it and you're not even going to know, you know, you're there. And but I'm not a therapist. That no, is for sure.
We have no formal education in this, which is why we only share our personal experiences, because that's all we have. But yes, we are not PhDs. We are not anybody's therapist. But I do believe, and I do have friends now that come to me and ask me for advice because they know my advice is coming from a different place.
Yeah.
You know? And so when someone says to me, hey, like this is going on, I sit and listen. I wasn't always a good listener prior, but I sit and listen. But I listen for what I hear when they're speaking, not what they're saying, but for what I hear. So it's for me listening to my intuition and getting better at that gift to be able to share what someone needs to hear in that moment. And so to do that, I listen to you, but I also listen for what I actually heard. And then I will share that back out. So I also believe that is part of our purpose. And that's kind of what we're asking people to do. And, you know, after this season, if there is a comment, if you have a question, please put it under the video or please, you know, reach out to us, our website. As you know, over the course of the season, we have given you plenty of resources. In the show notes, you will find any book or song or movie or show that we suggested. They're in each of them. But as well, if you go to our website, we have also curated custom playlists that include any song that we have spoken about, but then also others, because I do feel, for me, I feel music. I don't just hear it. And so when it feels well, I added it to the playlist because I was like, this is high vibrational energy music that is meant to keep people in high vibes. Right. And so we did that as well. As well, we also started an Amazon book list. So any book that we mentioned, you can find it on our Amazon list as well. We love you. Thank you so much for being here with season one of Get In Here. Keela, any closing marks?
This is it, y'all. I am so proud of us. I'm just proud of the work that we've done. And thank you guys for wanting to walk with us in our purpose and share with us. And again, proud, love this. I can't wait for season two.
So listen, we don't drink, but we're going to still celebrate our way up out of this episode in this season. So we're going to play one song from our playlist, Optimistic Sounds of Blackness. We love y'all. We will see you season two.
Oh, can I dance? I think I'm going to dance, y'all.
Until next time, get in here, get in here, get in here.